Today we're going to learn Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. We left off, we were discussing the concept of Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, that even though Shlichus is a concept that works, I send you to do something for me, and it counts as if I did it, but not if it's an Aveira. When I send you to do an Aveira, and you do it, it's as if you did it, not as if I did it. So we pointed out that there are a couple of exceptions to the rule. Mi'ila is an exception to the rule. If I send you to violate Mi'ila, so it's as if I violated Mi'ila, and we suggested that Shlichus Yad Bipikadon is an exception to the rule, at least according to the Beis Hillel. And then the Beis Shammai suggested that Tvicha and Mechira is an exception to the rule. So it says Gemara, Mi'ila Hada Amran. Mi'ila, we already established, is an exception to the rule. Like we said, we learn it Chet Chet from Truma, Agzer Shava. Tvicha and Mechira Maihi. But how do I know that by Tvicha and Mechira, if I send you to do that Aveira, it's as if I did it? Because the pasuk says when a ganav shechts or sells that which he stole, utvacho o mecharo. The Torah says the din of shechting it right next to the din of selling it, to teach us ma mechira al yedei acher af tvicha al yedei acher. Just like by selling, it necessarily involves another party, because I can't sell it unless there's someone that's buying it. So too, if the shechting involved another party, meaning I sent a shliach to shecht it for me, still I'm going to be the one that's responsible for paying 4 or 5 times its value. The Beit Rabbi Shmuel Tan, in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, they learned this din that there's a shliach l'dvar avera for tvichu mechira from the fact that it says o. It says tvacho o mecharo. It doesn't say u mecharo. From the extra word o, l'rabu says a shliach. That's where we learn that a shliach who does the shechting for me, I'm still going to have to pay. To be chizkiyatana, tachas, l'rabo says hashliach. It's from the word tachas. It says, chamisha bakar yishalim, tachas hashar. That's how we know that even if a shliach does it for me, then I'm going to have to pay. So main point number one, three possible sources of how we know that yesh shliach l'dvar avera by tvichel mechira. A, the comparison between Tvicha and Mechira. The comparison, just like Mechira involves another person, so does Tvicha. B, the word O, the extra word O. C, the word Tachas. So now the Gemara describes how I know that there's a general rule that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. If you hold Shnei Ksuvim Aban Kachad Ar Melamdim, so then maybe there should be a rule that yesh lich l'dvar aveira. So hanich l'man yam shnei ksuvim b'am kechad ein melamdin. I understand very well if you say that shnei ksuvim b'am kechad ein melamdin. So we've just shown that there are two places where yesh lich l'dvar aveira. So if you hold ein melamdin, that means that those two are exceptions. But the rule is that yesh lich l'dvar aveira. El demandi amr melamdin. But if you say that when there's shnei ksuvim b'am kechad, when there are two places where the Torah teaches me a din, we can still make a binyan av out of that, we can still make a memetzino and apply it to the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula, Ma'ika L'Meimar, then why don't we learn from Mi'ila to the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula, that just like by Mi'ila there's a Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, in Kol HaTorah Kula there should also be a Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. The Gemara answers, Kali Rachmana B'Shchut Echutz. The Torah reveals to us explicitly by shechting outside of the Beis HaMikdash that you're only chayiv if you shechted yourself outside of the Azara. But if you did it al yidei a shliach, then you're going to be potter. Because by Shechut Echutz, the Torah says, Dam yechashev la'ishahu dam shafach. So there's an extra word, hahu, to teach us who velo shlucho. You know who's going to be chayiv for Shechut Echutz? The guy who did the shechting. But not someone who, not the shliach. Not someone who sent a shliach to do it for him. Ashkechon gabei shchut echutz. Great, so now I see that by shchut echutz there's a concept of ein shliach l'dvar avera. B'kol ha-Torah minolan, how do I know ein shliach l'dvar avera in the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula? The yalv shchut echutz, because we learn it from shchut echutz. Well, ask the Gemara, ad yalv mishchut echutz, nelv mehanach. If you have two sources, you have shchut echutz tells me ein shliach l'dvar avera, and you have Mi'ila plus Tvichu Mechira teaches me Yesh Liach L'Dvar Aveira, why would I learn Kol HaTorah Kula from Shchut Echutz and not from Mi'ila / Tvichu Mechira? Says Gemara, Hadu Kasav Rachmana, because aside from Shchut Echutz where it says who, the Torah goes back and says when it talks about punishing the guy who violates Shchut Echutz, V'nichras Ha'ish Ha'hu, So that extra word hahu teaches us that only he is going to be chayiv karis, the guy who shechted himself, and that teaches me, that adds extra emphasis to teach me to kala tarukula. I already know that only the guy who shechted is chayiv for shechut echutz from the first hahu. Why do I need a second hahu to teach me about kala tarukula? Says Gemara, l'man di yamar shneksa bam kechad ein malamdin hani hahu hahu my darish bruhu. But if you hold that shneksa bam kechad ein malamdin, so we already know that ain shliach ledvar avera, because there were two exceptions, mi'ila and tvicha mechira were the exceptions. So then what do I do with the extra words hahu by shchut echut chad mutei shnayim achzim v'sakin v'shochtim? One to tell me that if two people are holding the knife together and shecht outside of the Azara, that they're not chayav karban chatas. The chad and the other hahu teaches me who velo anus, that if he was forced to shecht b'chutz, he's not going to be chayav. Who velo shogeg, if he did it b'shogeg, he didn't know that it was aser, he's not going to be chayav. He's not going to be chayav kares. Who velo muta, and only if he knew that he was doing an iser, not when he was misled by other people who told him that it was okay to shecht b'chutz. V'idach mehu hahu. And the other opinion, who already used the drash of hahu to teach me ishlich dvar avera, will learn these dinim from the fact that it could have just said hu, but it didn't say hu, it said hahu. So it's the extra hey. V'idach, and the other opinion will say hu hahu lo darish. We're not going to darshin from hu hahu. So we learn from the words hahu by shchut echutz, either that ain shliach ledvar avera. I'm sorry. We learn from the extra words hahu by shchut echutz that you're only chayiv if you did it purposely, and maybe also that ain shliach ledvar avera. That's the way to say it. We learn from hu hahu by shchut echutz, from the hahu by shchut echutz, that you're only chayiv if you do shchut echutz purposely, and maybe also that ain shliach ledvar avera. Now the Gemara is going to ask on Shammai Azakin, who holds that yesh shliach ledvar avera. Meaning after we got through this whole concept of ain shliach ledvar avera, the Gemara says not everyone agrees. V'hadu tani yomer shluchot seva rogas anefesh, that which the Brisa teaches us, that if a guy says to a shliach, go kill someone for me, who chayiv, the shliach who kills is chayiv v'sholchav pater, but the guy who sent him is pater. Shammai Azakin omer mishum chagai anavi sholchav chayiv. But Shammai Azakin says in the name of Chagai Anavi that the guy who sent him is chayiv. Apparently, yei shliach ledvar avera shenemar, because the pasuk says when Nasan Navi tells David HaMelech that about killing Uriah, v'oso harakta b'cherav b'nei Amon, you killed Uriah using the swords of your enemies of b'nei Amon because you sent Uriah out to war. Now David didn't kill Uriah; he sent Uriah out to the front lines of war, and nevertheless we find that David is faulted. So you see that yesh liach ledvar avera. So my time at the Shammai Azakin, why does Shammai Azakin hold that yesh liach ledvar avera and kol haTorah kula? So the Gemara says kasavar shneksum vam keachad melamdin, because Shammai Azakin thinks that you can learn from shneksum rabban keachad and vuhu ahu lo darsh, and he doesn't darshin hu hahu. So he's going to learn from the combination of meila and tvicha mechira that yesh liach ledvar avera, and hu hahu is not going to be there to teach me otherwise because he thinks you can't learn anything from hu hahu. Viba yisema liolam darish, or maybe even Shammai does darshin the extra hey. My chayiv chayiv b'dinei shemayim. Maybe Shammai Azakin is not really saying that the guy who hires the hitman is chayiv. No, there's no shliach ledvar avera even by hiring a hitman. He's just chayiv b'dinei shemayim, but not down here. Wow, but that would imply that the Tanakhama thinks that even b'dinei shemayim, the one who hires a hitman, is pater. Ella dina rabba v'dina zuta ika benayu. So says the Gemara, no, even the Tanakhama holds that the Meshaleach is chayiv b'dinei shemayim. What they're arguing about is a big punishment or a small punishment. The Tanakhama and Shammai disagree whether the onesh b'dei shemayim that the Meshaleach gets is a big onesh, as if he himself did the murder, or it's a small onesh. It's as if he was goreim the misa, he caused it, but he didn't actually do it. Or it could be that it's that murder is an exception to the rule, that hiring a hitman is an exception to the rule, and that there is shliach l'dvar avera dafka by a case of hiring a hitman. So let's say another main point: three understandings of the opinion of Shammai HaZaken. A, that yesh shliach l'dvar avera. B, ain shliach l'dvar avera, but when you hire a hitman, you're chayiv big time b'dinei shemayim. And C, ain shliach l'dvar avera, except for when you hire a hitman, except for when you hire someone, when you send a shliach to kill someone. The idach, the other tana that disagrees with Shammai and holds that even when it comes to murder, ain shliach l'dvar avera, how is he going to deal with the pasuk of Nasan and Navi giving David Musar about killing Uriah? Harei lecha, the killing of Uriah is kicherev b'nei Amon, is like killing people with the sword of b'nei Amon. Macher b'nei Amon ein atanei anashalav, af Uriah chiti atanei anashalav. What Nasan Navi was actually telling David is, you're not going to be punished. That just like the other people that the b'nei Amon killed, you're not going to be punished for, so to the death of Uriah chiti, you're not going to be punished for. My taima, morid b'malchus hava. Why are you not going to be punished? Because Uriah was a morid b'malchus, important concept. Morid b'malchus, he rebelled against the king. Dekamar lei, because Uriah had said to David, the Adoni Yoav, the kol avde Adoni, el pnei asadachonim. He referred to Yoav as an Adon, as a master, while speaking to the king. That's Mari b'malchus. That's disrespectful to the king. Amar Rava, im timtzilomer, savar Shammai, shneksuv ban kachem landin, vuahu lo darish. If Shammai holds, yesh liach l'dvar avera, moda ba'omer l'shlucho, tsei ba'olas ha'erva, ve'achalas ha'cheliv, shehu chai v'sholchav pater. Even Shammai would agree that if I ask you to be Boel and Erva, to sleep with a woman who you're not allowed to sleep with, or I ask you to eat non-kosher food, even Shammai would agree the shliach is going to be chayev and not me who sent you. Because shalom etzinu b'kol ha-Torah kula, zenen of zemes chayev. We don't find anywhere in kol ha-Torah kula that one guy is going to be getting the hana'ah and the other guy is going to be chayev. So next main point, even if yesh shliach l'dvar avera, even if yesh shliach l'dvar avera, it doesn't apply when the person benefits, when the person gets hana'a from the avera. Even if you generally hold yesh shliach l'dvar avera, when the person benefits from the avera, we would say ain shliach l'dvar avera. Itmar, Rav Amar shliach nasa eid, new sugya called shliach nasa eid. Person was sent to do something, can he be an aide about that event later on? So let's say a person was sent to be Mekadesh Nisha, and he did it, so he could be an aide to say that he saw the Kiddushin. He could be made that he saw the Kiddushin. Rabbi Shila say, ain shliach nasa aid. No, the shliach who did the Kiddushin cannot be an aide to the Kiddushin. My taima, Dever Rabbi Shila. What's the reason for Dever Rabbi Shila? Ilema mishum delo amalei havili aid. If you're going to say the reason is because the Mishaleach did not say to the Shliach, I want you to be an aid Kiddushin for me, El Miata Kiddush Isha B'fnei Shnayim V'lomer Lehem Atem Eidai, Hachinam Delav Kiddushay. So if you're a Mekadesh woman in front of two Eidim, and you never identified and told them, I want you to be my Eidim, do you think that's going to be a good, that's not going to be a good Kiddushin? You don't need to tell someone, I want you to be my aid in order for them to be an aid. That can't be the problem. El Rav Amar Shliach Nasa Eid, Alume Kama'alimna Lemilsei. Rav says the Shliach can become an aid because we give an extra strength to the Shliach since he's the one that's doing everything. Dever B'Shila Amri, Ein Shliach Nasa Eid, Kivan Da Amar Mar, Shluch Shalom Kamoso, Havale Kigufei. He says, no, the reason why Shliach cannot be an aid is because the concept of Shluch Shalom Kamoso makes it like it's me, like he's me. So just like I can't be an aid to my own wedding, my Shliach can't be an aid to my own wedding. If a man says to three people, I want you to be Mekadesh Nisha for me, Echad Shliach, one of them becomes a Shliach, Ushnayim Edim, and the other two become Edim. Divrei Beis Shammai, that's Beis Shammai's opinion. Ubeisil Omrim, Kulam Shluchim Hein, Vein Shliach Nasa Eid. That they all become Shluchim, and none of them could be Edim, because a Shliach cannot be an Eid. So what do you see? What's the Machlokes? The whole machlok is only because there were three people that you had spoken to and asked to be Mekadesh Nisha. Aval b'shnayim divrei akolo. But apparently if you tell two people, everyone agree it's no good because ein shliach nasa eid. So isn't this a kasha and Rav who holds shliach nasa eid? Answers the Gemara, who damar ki hai tana. Rav will hold like a different tana. The tani we learned in the Brayis, Rabbi Nasan Amar Beishami Omrim shliach ve'eid echad. Beishami says a shliach to be mekadesh plus one more aid can combine for aid kiddushin. O Beisil Amar shliach ushnei aidin. And Beisil holds a shliach plus another two aidin are needed, since a shliach cannot become an aid. So according to this price, it's a machlokas whether shliach nasa aid. And Beishami holds that a shliach is nasa aid. And Rav is going like the Beishami. So Rav does have a tana to hold like, according to this version of the machlokas, the Rav ki Beishami. What? Rav is going like the Beishami? Why would Rav paskin like the Beishami? Even according to this version, he would have to be going like Beishami against Beis Hillel. So it's more epoch. Now Rav had the opinions flipped. He had the Beis Hillel being the one that's saying that Shliach Nasei V'Racha Brei D'Rava Masni Ibcha. He learned the Machlokas with Rav and Debera B'Shila the opposite. That Rav Amar Ein Shliach Nasei Debera B'Shila Amar Shliach Nasei. He learned the Machlokas Amarayim the opposite. V'Hilchasa Shliach Nasei. And the halacha is that a Shliach can be an aid. So last main point, Machlokas Amarayim, whether a shliach for kiddushin can also be an aid kiddushin? The Gemara concludes, yes, that we don't apply shluch shalom kamosa to such an extent. A shliach for kiddushin can also be an aid kiddushin. Okay, we'll stop there.